This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. We're going to get to this story out of Oakland in a minute. It's kind of fascinating. It's going to kind of go along the lines of what we were just talking about. I know you're probably saying, Jesse, I don't care about Oakland, and I don't care about Oakland either, but it's for a purpose, all right? I just wanted to get to this before I do this. It's just, this is glorious. This is a great find. So today, CBSNews.com puts out an article that says Americans need an extra $11,400 today just to afford the basics. That's what the average American family needs, extra, to afford the basics if they want to live like they were living just a couple years ago. That was from CBSNews.com. Well, this is also from CBSNews.com from last week, and this is the headline. Why so glum? Americans stay bummed despite economy rebound. There's something fascinating happening, and I'm not totally sure where it's going. And we've talked about this before, you and me. The Biden administration has taken this same philosophy, and they've pursued it all the way. Instead of lamenting the state of the economy or promising to fix the state of the economy. You know, I don't expect them to get up there and apologize and own it, but instead of doing any of those things, they just continue to tell you, it's fine. Why are you bummed? It's fine. Everything's fine. You're fine. You're fine. Quit whining. You're fine. Everything's fine. Everything's great. Wages are up. You heard Biden just gave a speech. This was the fourth least expensive Thanksgiving on record. I'm not making this up. He said that. These people, they can't figure out how to deal with it. And this goes along the lines of what we've been talking about. The one thing, the only thing that is going to bring costs back down in America, back down to where they were, so we can live the life we were living just 5-6 years ago. The only thing that can do that is the government has to stop spending and printing money the way it is. Nothing else will work. That is the big brain tumor we're walking around with. It's the spending and printing. That's the tumor. They can't do it. And so they have to try everything else because the one thing that will work, they can't do. Look, this was Chuck Schumer talking about a bunch of money we don't have.
A handful of Republicans have dangerously tried to link Ukraine aid and make our support for democracy in the West a pivotal issue that history will remember us for, conditional on passing hard right border policies similar to H.R. 2.
Yeah. The only thing that will bring back our way of life is the government has to stop spending money and stop printing money. In fact, government programs have to be slashed, eliminated. The budget, they need to take a chainsaw to the budget if you want burger to cost what it used to cost. If you want life to cost what life used to cost, it's going to involve the government stopping spending and stopping printing. And they can't do it. That's the one thing they can't possibly do. So instead, they lie to you about it over and over and over and over again. This goes along the lines here. I got this email. Remember, you can email me, love, hate, death, threats, ask Dr. Jesse questions. Jesse, I have a theory regarding the Ukraine funding, and I'm curious what your thoughts are. What if Zelensky is simply holding the dirt he has on Biden over him to get what he wants from the U.S.? Well, I don't think there's any question. Says I can use his name. His name is Chris. There's no question that's part of it. But let's understand this. Zelensky, whatever, pick your name. There's a mutually assured destruction thing going on here with Republicans and Democrats and almost all this foreign policy stuff from China to Ukraine to otherwise. The mutually assured destruction is this. Like when it comes to Ukraine, the Ukrainian people, honestly, I hope your heart breaks for them. Their young men have been massacred, wiped out. An entire generation of Ukrainian men has been wiped off of the map because of what we're about to talk about here. You see, Ukraine, while the people are wonderful, their government is despicable and has been despicable for a while. And that's not, it's not unique to Ukraine. It's a very, very corrupt, you know, former Soviet bloc country. The former Soviet bloc countries tend to be that way. Everyone is bought off. Everything is a bribe. Everything. Why do you think the Bidens, of all the places they could have gotten Hunter Biden a gig, why do you think they chose Ukraine? $80,000 a month Hunter Biden made sitting on the board of a Ukrainian energy company when he had no energy experience. Why would you choose Ukraine? Because that's how it's done. When you want to commit crimes, you go to a place where they commit crimes, where there's various ways to commit crimes. If I wanted to start an illegal shop, what am I going to do out of my shop? I'm going to sell drugs. Chris, what's a big drug today? Is cocaine still a big crack is a drug? Okay, that's it. Jesse, the crack dealer. I'm going to sell drugs. We're going to sell Jesse Kelly burgers in the front of the store, and then you can come around back for some crack afterwards. Well, I'm not going to set up my crack shop in the town I currently live in. There's cops everywhere. It's a crime-free, not, I don't want to say crime-free. No place is crime-free, but very clean town. My crack shop is simply going to be closed down. I will go to some place where I know criminal activity is rampant, and if I happen to get in trouble, I will be able to pay off the parts of the judicial system I have to pay off in order to keep me out of prison. You don't sell crack in my area. You go somewhere else and sell your crack. The Bidens had a lot of choices for places they could send their son to further enrich the family. They sent him to Ukraine. Look, you can point fingers at Zelensky all day long. That's fine. But it's just a corrupt country. It's a corrupt system. It was the weapons black market of the world before we started sending them gobs and gobs of ours. Before the world broke out. Before the war broke out. If you needed, hey, I'm starting a militia group and I need 1,000 RPGs. you would book a ticket to Ukraine. And if you knew a couple guys, you would come home with 1,000 RPGs. Probably not in your carry-on. That would be heavy. But you would come home with 1,000 RPGs. That's how it's done. I know, Chris, that actually would be sweet. But we're not talking about that right now. Anyway, so when it comes to the Ukraine funding, from Republicans, Democrats alike, Mitch McConnell out there every day, Ukraine is the most important thing in the world. Chuck Schumer, oh my gosh, we need more money now. Joe Biden, more money for Ukraine now. What was it, Mike Johnson yesterday, new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson? Man, we have to support Ukraine. Otherwise, Putin's going to take over all of Europe, which is insane. That's not grounded in any reality at all. But why all of them so committed? Well, it's mutually assured destruction. These people, all of them, they know where you go to make a little extra cheddar cheese. Now, you may have to give it to a guy who gives it to a guy, the Biden family. There's a reason Joe Biden didn't do these things. His son did them. His cousin did them. His brother did them. Every criminal knows you don't put these things in your name. Ever seen a mafia movie? Does the mafia don put the new restaurant in his name? No. It's in his cousin's son's brother's dog's name. So it's not attached to him. That's crime 101. They're all corrupt. The Ukrainian government, our government, they're all corrupt. And the evil part of it is this. People died and are dying because of this. Did you hear that former Ukrainian official? He just came out. He did a long sit-down interview. It's not in English, so I'm not going to play it for you. But he essentially came out and said, look, we already know what the end of this thing's going to be. Russia's going to have this territory, and we were going to have a decent deal for Ukraine negotiated early on. It was essentially, hey, you're not allowed to join NATO, so on and so forth. He said, we were going to have a good deal. But then Western powers like the UK and America decided to step in and get involved, and now 500,000, maybe, we don't know the numbers, 500,000 Ukrainian men will never come home again. They will never be fathers, husbands. They will never lead their society. There's a cost to us doing this over and over and over again. It's crazy to me more people can't see it. All right, we're going to go to Oakland next. Not physically, that would be horrible, but we're going to discuss Oakland next. I saw this one out of the New York Times. Could a drug give your pet more dog years? Well, I don't know. I'd say you have options. You can go to Big Pharma and start pumping drugs into your dog if you want your dog to live longer. Or you could just, I don't know, give your dog nutrition. Which one do you think would be the better option? The cheaper option? The smarter option? Give your dog Rough Greens. Don't start pumping drugs into your dog. Just pour the all-natural nutritional supplement on your dog's food. You will see a difference in your dog. You have a lethargic dog, too lethargic. You'll watch your dog come alive. Your dog having more problems now, dull coat, bad breath, joints, things like that. Can you imagine how many of those problems go away once your dog starts finally getting nutrition? No drugs, not just dog food. Pour Rough Greens on your dog's food. Your dog will live longer, all right? You have to call them. Free Jumpstart Trial Bags. 833-33-MY-DOG or roughgreens.com/Jesse.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm excited to talk about fried chicken at weddings, but before I get to those important topics, we have to discuss, well, what happened in Oakland yesterday. Now, stay with me here. There was an Oakland City Council meeting yesterday, and I can't even imagine how many bullets you have to dodge to even get into a City Council meeting from Oakland, but there was a City Council meeting in Oakland, and for some reason, they were talking about Israel and Hamas in an Oakland City Council meeting, and I have about a minute of it. I'm going to play this for you. Don't get wrapped up in the Israel-Hamas thing, whatever. Sit there as you listen to this. And marvel at a city in California digging into a heated debate about
Israel? Hamas?
There's not been beheadings of babies and rapings. Israel murdered their own people on October 7th.
Calling Hamas a terrorist organization is ridiculous, racist, and plays into genocidal propaganda that is flooding our media and that we should be doing everything possible to combat.
I support the right of Palestinians to resist occupation, including through Hamas, the armed wing of the unified Palestinian resistance.
As an Arab, asking with this context to condemn Hamas is very anti-Arab racist.
The notion that this was a massacre of Jesus.
You get the idea. Okay, so what are you hearing there? What? Why would the Oakland City Council even do a resolution about Israel or Hamas? What does that have to do with Oakland? And if you were doing a resolution like this, why would you get so many people from the public who are so passionate about giving a speech on Israel Hamas and all pro Hamas, of course? Why? Well, you already know why, right? Because it's all just communism. There aren't different communist groups. Climate change and BLM and Hamas and feminists and Antifa and the gun grabbers. And they're not separate groups. They are all foot soldiers of the same cause. The cause is communism. The cause is destruction of the West. Therefore, when one of them has some hot button issue in the news, every single one, they all line up to take a position on the issue, and they all fight for the cause as soldiers do. As for why the Oakland City Council would even deal with something like this, well, this goes to why nothing in our government works anymore and everything operates poorly. And in fact, poorly is about as best as you can hope for. One embarrassing failure after another embarrassing failure. Why? Because none of them are there to do the job you think they were sent there to do. The people at the Department of Homeland Security are not there to secure the homeland. The people at the FBI are not there to solve crimes. The people in the Treasury Department are not there to worry or deal with your inflation. The City Council of Oakland, they're not there in their minds to deal with problems the city of Oakland may have. They are all there as warriors for the cause of communism. Therefore, when they wake up in the morning and when they lay their ugly heads down on their pillows at night, that is what is on their mind, and that is their duty in their mind. We look all the time at things like, well, you've heard me rant about this, so this is a good one, like the Biden administration opening up the border to flood the country with illegals. Why won't they do anything? How could they do? Why won't they stop this? Mayorkas is not the head of DHS so he can worry about the security of the homeland. That's not why he's the head of Homeland Security. That's how you would handle that job. Stop putting your values on the communist. He doesn't share your values at all. At all. The communist has as little of your values as the crocodile swimming up the Nile right now. You're dealing with a completely different species. Well, I don't understand why they don't. Yes, that's the problem. You don't understand. They're only in it to destroy everything. None of these people got elected to the Oakland City Council with the intention of fixing a single problem in the city of Oakland. And Lord knows they have many. The City Council of Oakland, it's just another job where they have been given some amount of power and they have a duty with that power. Just like Mayorkas, just like Biden, just like Christopher Wray, just like all of them, they all have a duty with the power they've been given. And it's not the duty you think they have or the duty their title would lend them to have. That's why in Oakland, they'll take up some ridiculous Israel-Hamas resolution. That's why. They are warriors for the cause. Christopher Wray doesn't go to bed at night stressing about real acts of terror. He doesn't stress about child predators. That's why he pulled FBI agents off of child predator cases to sic them on January 6 members. Christopher Wray doesn't think about himself like that at all. Christopher Wray sees himself as a communist apparatchik servant of the system whose job it is to protect Democrats and arrest Republicans. And he rests easy every night knowing that's what he does for a living. Period. End of story. Let's move on. I want to get to a couple emails. No, we're going to get to KFC. Then we're going to get to emails. We're going to talk about Pure Talk first, though. I'm going to talk to you about something free. Your phone getting old? How's that battery doing on the old phone? Have you thought about switching to Pure Talk? Maybe you've been waiting for an extra special reason. How about free phone season at Pure Talk? When you sign up, keep in mind, this is just $35 a month. When you sign up for Pure Talk's unlimited talk, text, and 15 gig data plan, they're giving out free Moto G 5G phones right now. I should put a little disclaimer in there now. I got a heads up. These things are not going to last very much longer. Everyone piles on it whenever they do a deal like this. But when you're getting a free smartphone by signing up for Patriotic Phone Service, same 5G network, $35 a month, that's one you should jump on now. Take advantage. Pick up your phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly, switch to Pure Talk, enjoy your free phone, great coverage, and not funding garbage communism. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't forget, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. The iHeartRadio app is free. Someone has an article out in the New York Post saying they had a KFC-themed wedding with fried chicken. And obviously the lady's catching a bunch of crap for that. But if I can offer a piece of advice for maybe those of you considering some nuptials, that's what it's called, Chris, nuptials, in case you didn't know. I know you don't read books. Yeah, it is, Chris. Anyway, well, you didn't know that. I just told you that. Chris just found that out for me for the first time. He didn't know. Anyway, do something fun with your reception. You people have receptions? I didn't know. Okay, I wasn't sure. It's a big part. Oh, that's right. That's where you do the on the chair thing. Did you do the on the chair thing? You didn't do it? You did a small wedding. I've always wanted to be on the chair. Who gets to be on the chair at the Jewish reception? Does it have to be the groom or something? I can't be on the chair? Not even at the end of the night? I can't take a run on the chair? You know what? I'll find some people who will carry me anyway. People go with lame receptions. You know why? Because they stress out. It's my special day. Make the wedding special, if that's your thing. Make the reception fun. We did an NFL theme. That was before the NFL turned into a complete commie scumbag organization. We did an NFL themed reception. Most fun ever. Everybody, it was required that you change into your favorite team's jersey before you attend the reception. It was great. And my father-in-law, he wore one of the ref costumes and had a flag and a whistle. And he used to blow the flag on people and throw. It was the best, the absolute best. Highly recommend. I wouldn't highly recommend you move to Ireland anytime soon. Who do these people think they are, Americans?
While it's true that the Irish have known a fair share of oppression, the reality is during that oppression, we still maintained our invisibility cloak of white privilege. And we often hear.
During that oppression, we maintained our invisibility cloak of white privilege. So when. Let's pause for a moment. Do you understand that Idaho, I almost called it Idaho, the Irish potato famine, do you understand that the population of Ireland is still not up to what it was before that potato famine? That's how many people died and then moved away. Many moved away. Many of them came here. That's probably actually why a Kelly is bringing you a radio show tonight. I'm just kidding. I have no idea when we got here. But still, that's why. And yet, for the liberal white woman in Ireland's parliament, you're still too evil white.
Hear about white privilege. And it hadn't really occurred to me that I had white privilege as well. But now, listening to you, I understand that I do have a privilege.
I think we shouldn't forget that our parliament still looks very male, very stale and pale.
Of course you can say that you're a middle-class white man. So you view the law completely different to somebody who is a traveller, to somebody who is uneducated.
I'm going to stop it. It goes on and on, but I just wanted you to hear that this is not just a disease that has infected America. This disease, this cultural Marxism disease, has infected the American West, and it will kill us if we don't stop it. If we don't find a way to aggressively push back against these people, to remove these people from power, they will finish us all off. California's new law requires K-12 students to learn media literacy. Who's going to be teaching these children what is good media and bad media? Well, it's going to be the teachers, of course.
One of my favorite teachable moments I've had as an educator came from students disrespecting pronouns. I take every single student at face value, and I just immediately respect whatever they say. And I will call them that name and pronouns as long as they let me. So the kid who's chuckling and going, he, him, and I want to go by T-Rex. He's T-Rex for the rest of the year. One of two things happens when I do this, usually is what happens, which is at some point it starts following them to their other classes and it actually starts being a joke against them. They find that they don't have control over this nickname anymore. And so they just ask me, you know, actually, can I just go by Tyler, he, him? And I say, yes, of course. And the nickname fizzles and they learn to just not make the joke.
I'm sure she's going to give great media literacy courses in California. I'm sure she's going to arm that next generation with the knowledge they need to find misinformation. How do we have so many American communists who live in a world of make-believe like this?
You know, what we've seen is a very raggedy form instituted by right-wing extremism. Everyone knows that the right-wing extremism in this country has targeted democratically ran cities. And quite frankly, they've been very intentional about going after democratically.
You bring them teachers who will destroy their minds. And that's what we have. All right, let's get to some emails before we get to the moody stuff and everything. Jesse, I love your show. Two words you never hear any media speak is unconditional surrender. I don't understand why Israel doesn't call for this. We hear words like pause, ceasefire, but never in utter of unconditional surrender. Hasn't it crossed anybody's mind? Well, this is the problem. This is the problem countries get when they accept American money and American help. You see, the world of allies, it can be wonderful and it can be terrible. If you're Israel and you want to stop these barbarians from raping your women and raiding into your country, you want that, right? But you also want something to stop your country from being invaded by Hezbollah militants who are amassing on the border. You don't have the personnel to both invade Gaza and secure your northern border. So you look to Big Daddy America and you say, America, help. Can you help? And America says, oh, sure. And we cruise a couple carrier groups down there and park them off the coast. And we let Hezbollah know, unless you want to turn into a pink mist, you will sit exactly where you are and mind your P's and Q's. Now, that's the good part of having allies if you're Israel. The bad part is when Joe Biden, or more specifically, one of the various commies who works for him, when they call and they say, hey, hold on. We want you to do this. We want you to pause on this. Hey, don't take this too far. Hey, hold up there. Hey, let's get a ceasefire. Let's get a pause. You have to take that call. This is the dangerous world of allies. And this is something that has plagued the planet forever. Remember, two sides to every coin, as the old saying goes. It's wonderful. Look, if you're let's go back in the day. That's a great example. India in Britain. You know how Britain controlled India forever. Britain was running things there. It was their puppets who were running things. They were helping build up India into a more modern nation. And man, that was really, really, really good in a lot of ways for the people of India. But let's say Cambodia stepped on India's toes and India wanted to step in and do something about that. In fact, for their national interests, let's say it was obvious they should step in and do something about that. But Britain had a thing going, a business deal with Cambodia, and didn't want them to. Yeah, you love the British money. You love the British support, the British paved roads, the British modern medicine, the British schools. You love all that. Those allies aren't quite as fun when they call and say, hey, leave Cambodia alone. You don't hear words like unconditional surrender because America wouldn't let it happen. The UN wouldn't let it happen. We're still shipping boatloads of money and goods to both places. Someone explain that to me. I really can't. Anyway, maybe what we need is some politicians with some guts to push back on insanity like this.
A handful of Republicans have dangerously tried to link Ukraine aid and make our support for democracy in the West a pivotal issue that history will remember us for.
Maybe the GOP, maybe they just need some chalk. Maybe it's male vitality stack time for every member of the GOP. Lord knows testosterone levels are low enough in the normal population. I think if you get elected as a GOP representative, that automatically cuts your levels in half again. In fact, they're all just practically women at this point. They all need male vitality stacks. I take one every day. You should take one every single day. Male vitality stacks. Female vitality stacks. Man, women, whatever. Natural herbal supplements from Chalk. And everything is on sale. Tis the season. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse. Go get some.
He doesn't care if you believe him. But he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Forgot the latest and greatest on the Biden bribery.
We found another check to Joe Biden. That's what the media said that they felt like this investigation needed to do to be successful. Find a direct link between Joe Biden and his family's influence peddling. We've already proven that he met with all the people that sent his family money. We've proven that Joe Biden's lied countless times to the American people about his knowledge and involvement of his family's shady business dealings. We've proven the family had over 20 shell companies. We've had proven they've had all these bank accounts. Now we have enough bank accounts in, Sean, where we can actually trace the money back to the source. So we found the check to Joe Biden. This is the second.
You know, we don't think about it as often as we probably should, but the president of the United States of America is compromised. It's not just that he's bad or old or whatever. He's compromised. He's completely compromised by China. That's generally not good. Oh, one other little tidbit on this Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan thing, signing a bill to go 100% oil free by 2040.
The bill signed today included clean energy targets for Michigan, such as reaching 100% renewable energy by 2040. The bills detail how Michigan will reach that goal by transitioning existing utility workers, implementing utility cost savings programs, and giving a statewide commission the authority to approve local clean energy projects. A seven-bill package, making Michigan the fifth state in the nation to pledge clean energy by 2040.
This package of legislation will lower costs for families, will create amazing good-paying jobs in Michigan, and will put us in the driver's seat in terms of leadership in responding to the climate crisis.
Yeah, it's not going to do any of that. People are going to die. They just signed legislation that will kill people. And they signed it to the cheers of the crowd. The brownouts, the blackouts, they'll come. Especially poorer people will not be able to find ways to get heat, to get cool. And do keep in mind, we talk a lot about the modern era, the modern world. And whenever we talk about that, the topic of life expectancy comes up a lot. Like, for instance, early in America's founding, wrap your mind around how crazy and sad this is, but true, that your child, when you had a baby, had about a 50% shot of living. Isn't that insane? It's, oh my gosh, it's horrible. Families would have huge kids and you just knew, coin flip, maybe he'll make it, maybe he won't. That's crazy to us today, but why? Well, it's not just medicine. Cheap, affordable energy has changed the planet. It has changed man's standard of living. Because of cheap, affordable energy, the average middle-class American probably lives a more luxurious life than a king or queen of old. If you were a Roman emperor, don't get me wrong, life was really good. You didn't have a little thermostat on the wall that allowed you to control the exact temperature of your room. You didn't have a special bed. You didn't have these because these things didn't exist. Cheap, affordable energy is what provided the world with this. And now the people who run the world are attacking the thing that improved the world. That's how horrible these people are. Oh, and by the way, it's going to break Michigan financially, which is good because they can join the rest of the country. Headline, Moody's dim credit outlook for the U.S. federal government. Here's what you need to know. You don't need to be a Moody's expert or anything like that. America only gets to blow all this money we blow because other countries still view America as being a good investment, as being a good buy. They want to buy America because they believe they'll get their money back. When our credit rating goes down, it's no different than you and your credit score going down. There will be fewer opportunities for you to get a loan. And when you do get a loan, the interest is going to go up. But hey, enjoy your green movement. Man alive, it's going to get bad out there. By the way, have you purchased your gold yet? Have you purchased your silver yet? Or are you going to wait around for Joe Biden and Janet Yellen to work everything out on the currency? Or do you think maybe you should take some steps to protect yourself? Listen, these people, they're not slowing down. They're not stopping. They're full steam ahead. We have to make preparations. We can only do what we can do. I only have so much power. You only have so much power. You have the power to get gold in your hands. Or silver in your hands. No, not gold bars like Bob Menendez. No, you don't have to hide anything under your bed. And no, you don't need a bank vault. I'm talking about some basics. Gold coins in your hands. Silver coins in your hands. Maybe getting it in your 401k IRA. By the way, did you know right now you can earn up to $2,500 in free gold? That's what Oxford Gold is doing right now. Did you know that? You can't do any of that unless you go to jessekellygold.com. jessekellygold.com. That's the partnership I have with Oxford Gold Group. Go, let them take care of you.
And now,
here's a headline.
Go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Police search for thief who stole a van loaded with 10,000 Krispy Kreme donuts. You know what sucks about that? The guy jacked all those donuts and oh, they're going to be all delicious for today. But it's amazing how bad donuts are the next day. He's got only one day to enjoy 10,000 Krispy Kreme donuts. Dang, he better get Joy Behar in there. Iranian drone harasses U.S. aircraft carrier in the Persian Gulf. This is the part of the late stage empire where other nations start to pick at us and pick at us and pick at us and pick at us just to see what they can get away with. And the Biden administration, they're letting them know they can get away with quite a lot. Quote, I am hopeful that Congress will do it. DHS Secretary Mayorkas lays out amnesty plan for 12 to 30 million illegal aliens here in the United States of America. Oh, I'm sure they will eventually do it. I'm sure the GOP will join with them. You'll hear a whole lot of talk about, I'm an immigration squish, guys, and we'll just permanently alter this country in a way that can never be fixed. U.S. prosecutors allege assassination plot of Sikh separatist is directed by an Indian government employee. There's a whole lot of names and different things here that I'm not really privy to. I just want to say I'm against it, whatever's going on there. Napoleon, they're talking about the movie, is a visually compelling disappointment. Dang it. That's yet another bad thing I heard about them. I needed this movie to be good. I needed this movie to be epic about one of the great generals in human history. And instead, all I hear is that it sucks. And now, I'll tell you what I do know. I'm not dropping $80 to take the whole fam to the movies. I'll go by myself. Chris, I'll tell the wife I'm working late or something like that. And then I'll just come home and then she'll smell the movie theater butter popcorn on me. And she'll be like, were you at the movies again? That's how it's going to go. Anyway, we'll do this again tomorrow. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind the scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.